It is time to bring in a guy, Mike Causey, who just loves Verizon. Good morning, Mike.
They should die.
Well, it sounds like you got your phone back.
Big deal. I pay money for my phone. What am I supposed to be, happy?
Yeah, you're meant to be overjoyed. It's the old way of doing business.
You know,
they hit you over the head with clubs, and when you get the minimal service that you deserve at minimum, you become a happy person.
Negative.
I know, but that's the way they try to control you. It's big business.
They don't control me.
Big business. So did you get
Comcast? Hello, Comcast.
Was Comcast in your area?
Oh, yeah. I can get them. Yeah. I will get them. Mm-hmm.
Mike, can I tell you something? As a Comcast subscriber, they're just as bad as Verizon.
Well, that's okay. I'll pay $80 less a month, so I can eat the garbage for 2 years for $80 less a month. And then by that time, I might be living in Florida, so then they can all go pump salt.
Okay. All right. With that being said, let us go to sports.
Sure.
The Red Sox lose to Cleveland, and the Yankees win over Miami. Now the Yankees are out without 30% of their batting power because DeGrorius is out for 10 days, and they might be without their closer for 10 days.
Well, I told you that. Yeah. When they went and they got the closer from the Orioles, I said something's wrong with Chapman, and especially with the way he was pitching. And then he hasn't pitched in, I think, the last 10 days, and he comes in last night, and he throws a couple of pitches and walks off the mound. I said something was wrong with him. There's no reason why you need to have 87 relief pitchers when you have 86. So when they went out and got Britton, a closer lefty, you had to think that something was wrong with Chapman, and it is. Gregorius, you know, the Yankees have been lucky the last couple of years. They haven't been hit with injuries. Now they're hit with injuries and see what happens with it. But going back to last night's game, the Yankees are lucky. And I think, you know, the Yankee connection with Don Mattingly came into play. It was the 11th inning last night, and Miami had bases loaded and no outs. Bases loaded and no outs. And they don't even try to squeeze to get a run home to win the game. Didn't even try it. Needless to say, they made three outs in a row. But how do you, with an undermanned team like Miami, who's probably a double-A team at best, you got the Yankees on a rope with bases loaded and no outs, and you don't try to squeeze a run home, not even one time.
No, I didn't stay up for the whole game, but I did watch a portion of the game, and once again, I go crazy. They put relief pitchers in. They changed them inning by inning, and I was watching this one guy they put in there was throwing the ball 103 miles an hour, and the Yankees couldn't touch it.
So let's take them out.
I'm just amazed at that. It happens every game. It's almost every team does this.
It's lunacy at its best. Baseball's getting almost like the WWE when the Iron Sheik comes out of the corner with the chair in his hand, but the referee's talking to the Iron Sheik's manager in the other corner, and you clock the guy over the top of the head with the chair, and then you turn around and he's pinned. It's getting almost as bad as that. It's questioning the intelligence of the people that pay attention to baseball.
Al Leiter was great on the Yankee game last night. They were talking about the time he threw a no-hitter, and he threw like 137, 140 pitchers in that no-hitter. Mm-hmm. And he was joking. He said, heck, if that had been today, they would have taken me out after 105 pitches.
Oh, yeah. He probably would have been out in the sixth inning. It's a joke. It's a joke. But that's why Don Mattingly's a bum. And I've always said it. It's not something recently. It's not because of the Yankee game last night. Baseball 101. Bases loaded, no outs. You're playing a team better than you. You're in extra innings. You have to attempt the squeeze play to get your run home. All you got to do is get the bat on the ball and the game is over. That's it. Didn't even try. Awful. Bad job by them last night.
All right, where else do you want to go now?
Watch the Cleveland-Boston game, and it's looking more and more like I'm saying. The Red Sox play these good teams, and they get beat. And Cleveland hasn't won, which was an amazing feat to me. But I think this is because of the time that they played them with the injuries as well. Cleveland has not won a series against Seattle, Oakland, Houston, New York or Boston this year. They haven't beaten a good team a series. They tied, they split twice, and I think they lost six. But they're making short order of Boston. They're beating up everybody in sight, and they beat Boston last night again 6-3. Boston's lineup looks very mediocre against the good pitching of Cleveland. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many games you win during the regular season. It's how many games you win in the postseason. And right now, the Red Sox showing against the Indians is not boding well for them.
Just remember, Seattle Mariners have the most wins in Major League history during the regular season out in the first round.
Yep.
Remember that? Out in
nope.
the first round.
No, I don't.
All right. Okay.
The only thing I remember against Seattle was Ken Griffey scoring a run sending the Yankees home. And talking about the West again yesterday, both teams that were in first place won. Seattle did lose last night to Houston 3-2, and Texas was whitewashed by Oakland 6-0. So these teams out West, they keep playing playoff-type baseball, and it's only the middle of August. Like I said, they're going to be battle-tested and ready to roll when they get to the playoffs.
All right. So how about this? Former NFL, this is a great story, offensive lineman. Remember Richie Incognito?
Yeah.
He was arrested on Monday in Scottsdale, Arizona. Why? Disorderly conduct and making threats at a funeral home where his father's body was laying in rest.
Maybe somebody showed up that shouldn't have.
It's the stuff of movies. Hey, all right, I want you, we need your picks. We need your picks.
Yeah, I don't know if it rained up there or not.
Oh,
so I'm
poured
just picking
this morning.
Straight out.
Oh, poured. Oh.
Oh, well, then my pick today probably won't be so good. But my pick today is the sixth race, a turf race, mile of 16th. It's a 50,000 claiming race. My pick of the day is the 8, Zor Zor, trade by Brad Cox. Hasn't run since late June at Churchill Downs. Has been running well of late. Gets a major jockey change, in my opinion. I don't care if Giroux was 4-for-48. He's one of the better riders in the country. He gets put on this horse, and he has a very high winning percentage for Brad Cox. So my pick of the day in the sixth race at Saratoga is the 8 horse Zor Zor.
And the weather, we have a chance of thunderstorms today in the entire area from us, all New York, right where you are and everything. So you're right. Who knows what will happen with
that? I just pick them. I can't play weatherman either.
That's right.
I just pick them. That's all I can do.
All right.
The draw for the Travers came out yesterday, and without justifying the running, there's 11 horses in it, and a filly shows up too. So it's going to be an interesting race. It should be a good betting race, and I wouldn't be surprised who wins that race right now. I didn't look at it yet. All I did was look at the draw, and 11 horses in the Travers. That's the most I've seen in the Travers in a long time.
All right there, Mike. We'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.